still be seated.
Jesus is the revelation of God. But do we really want to know? To know what God is like? What he may desire for our lives? Do we really want to look carefully at our Bibles? Like Mark Twain said, "It's not the bits of the Bible I don't understand that bother me. It's the bits that I do understand." Jesus reveals God. He says, "I am the bread of life. I am the very essence of life, the essential ingredients of life. Eat my flesh, drink my blood, and you will have eternal life." We are what we eat. Trauma Research UK, you can look it up on the web if you're interested, offers help and support programs for those who live with stress, disorder, trauma, and anxiety-related illnesses. Their services are designed to empower people in their journey towards improved cognitive and emotional well-being. Well, what they mean is helping them to think and feel better. They believe that we are what we eat. The food we put into our body is crucial, as it provides the nutrients we need to function properly. Just like a car, our bodies require the right kind of fuel to operate efficiently. Our organs work well, our cells regenerate, and our hair and nails grow when we eat properly. Eating a healthy and balanced diet is essential for maintaining good health and fighting disease. It's important to eat a variety of foods rather than sticking to the same food every day. So they advise following a realistic, healthy eating plan. Eating mindfully, thinking about what you eat, eating without distraction, focusing entirely on your food and drink. Drink more water, reduce alcohol and caffeine, have your five a day, choose whole foods, and reduce dairy products. We are what we eat. Miracle after miracle, the healings, the feeding of the 5,000, the walking on water, the calming the storm at sea. But these, for John, are not miracles, but signs, pointers for us to see who Jesus is. And this is what Jesus now preaches to the crowd. What does it all mean? Do you really want to know? All is about to be revealed, but do we really want to know? Like when we go to the doctor because we're not feeling very well, do we want to know the results of the tests? Do we want to know the truth? Or when we ask people or members of our own family, "How are you? How can I help you?" Do we want a truthful answer? Or are we merely being polite? Do we really want to know what God wants us to do? Do we want to know what being a Christian, what being a Jesus person actually implies for our lifestyle? These people are looking for bread and miracles. Not because of an understanding of who Jesus is, but they want food to satisfy their physical hunger. But Jesus says that he is food for eternal life, which is doing what God wants of us. It's belief in Jesus. We want to escape from our mortality, but how? Timothy Dudley Smith died last week. Do we want to escape from our mortality? Well, how do we do it? Do you really want to know? Well, Jesus reveals the way. Whoever comes to me, whoever believes in me, will receive eternal life. We are what we eat. Can we walk the walk? Can we talk the talk? What does it mean to follow Jesus Christ, to be one of his true disciples? I tell you the truth, says Jesus. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. What does Jesus mean? I mean, it sounds a bit grisly, doesn't it? Well, of course, that's exactly what the detractors of the first Christians were saying. You're a bunch of cannibals. And the explanation then moves on to discuss how people are to recognize Jesus as the divine bread, and states the consequences of such belief for them, and explores the tragic cost for Jesus in giving himself as the heavenly bread, the self-offering of God on the cross, and for all of us in the Eucharist, the Lord's Supper. Jesus Christ is and remains the true bread of life. When we come to the Eucharist, just listen, and as you read the words there, and you'll see that the Book of Common Prayer, the words of the Eucharist, are based very much on this passage that we've been reading. So what is Jesus getting at? I am the bread that leads to life. My flesh, eat my flesh, drink my blood. Which means take my life into your life and know real life as God planned it to be. Flesh and blood is life. When we talk about flesh and blood, we mean somebody, a being, somebody's being, somebody's true life. And we have to take the life of Jesus into our life. The life of Jesus must become our life. His nature, his priorities, his commitment to his Father's will, his sacrifice, his love must become ours. Eat my flesh and drink my blood. Take up the cross and follow. It's a matter of giving ourselves over to the Lordship of Christ, to receive his Spirit, his presence, his power to live the Jesus life. In fact, he lives his life through us. We are what we eat. Do we want to know this? Too hard. Too hard. How do we receive this life? This is very different to the people's experience under Moses. I mean, they had the manna. They were pleased to be fed in the desert, in the wilderness, and they died. But Jesus says, whoever believes in me is in possession of eternal life. Jesus is the bread of life. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. And then Jesus makes it even clearer. I tell you the truth. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood remain in me, and I in them, and they will be raised to eternal life. Now, this is clearly not cannibalism. Jesus is not suggesting that they kill him and eat him. To eat and drink means to be alive. To eat and drink Jesus is to drink Jesus' life, to eat Jesus' life into us, so we remain in him and he remains in us. In Jewish thinking, the terms flesh and blood constitute a pair of words with reference to life, with reference also to sacrificial giving, to the taking of life. So in speaking of eating his flesh and drinking his blood, Jesus is saying, unless people come to live by my death and find their own real life in accepting the pattern of discipleship that his own life has marked, they cannot find the way to the life that he has come to give. Our experience of life in the fullness that God intends in this world and our hope of life in the world to come are bound up in our relationship with Christ and his self-offering on the cross. We share Jesus' life in God, which is eternal life, upon which death cannot put a full stop. And I will raise you up on the last day. This is what we celebrate. This is what we participate in at the Eucharist. When we share the Lord's Supper, we participate in the death and resurrection of Christ as we eat bread and drink wine and take Jesus into ourselves and share eternal life. As I said, the Book of Common Prayer words express exactly this. And we think about this as we celebrate the Eucharist. But how do we cope with this revelation? John goes on to talk about the reactions to what Jesus has said. And you and I might be feeling somewhat similar. Firstly, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" The hard teaching is the call to move beyond joyfully and expectantly following a miracle worker. The materialists would have wanted a socio-political messiah who would feed their bellies and liberate the nation from the Roman occupation. But Jesus makes a personal demand on each of us. It is a call to allow the Jesus life, the Jesus way of living, to completely take over our lives, to be baptized into Jesus. It is as Jesus said, recorded in Mark, "If anyone come after me, they must deny self, take up their cross, and follow." We are what we eat. The second reaction that John tells us about, it comes from the mouth of Peter. "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." "Fine," says Jesus, "but..." They listen, they believe, they experience that he is the bread of life. But even here, Jesus says, "Well, that's not down to your choice. That's my choice. I chose you." And even that doesn't guarantee true loyalty, for he states, "And one of you is the devil." The only true security is having no security except the mercy of God, leaning on and resting in him. Where is my life? Where is my future? Where is my eternity? Only in God. There's nothing I can do about it except trust and believe. As we saw earlier, Trauma Research UK offers help and support programs to those living with anxiety disorders. Their services are designed to help us to think and to feel better. In a society that has experimented to the very point of satiation with every form of material, physical, and spiritual palliative to fill the emptiness of its heart, Jesus' invitation comes as great relevance. "Whoever comes to me will never go hungry and will never be thirsty. Satisfaction and contentment, together with eternal security, are the marks of a life in all its fullness, which Jesus comes to give. And so when I'm lying awake at night in the dark, and all those fears crowd in, and all those worries and anxieties crowd in, there is one thing that I need to hear. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry and will never be thirsty. Jesus is the one who will always be there for us, will always be there with us, and who will accompany us in life, through death, and throughout eternal life. Jesus reveals the truth about God, the truth for a God-designed life. I am the bread of life. It is yours, and it's mine, to receive and to share. We invite Jesus into our lives. His Spirit dwells within our lives, and he lives his life through us. The gifts and fruit of the Spirit become the nature of Jesus in our lives, for our fellowship with each other, our commitment to each other, and for the ministry and mission of the church. We are what we eat. And as we gather to receive the Eucharist, as we share communion together, think of these words and the words that are written in our service.